All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from New York City on this, the 29th day of June, 2021. And we do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and also encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about the show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp., Eloro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp., NV Gold Corp., and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, Monetary Climate Change and Gold. Peter Stoferle and Dr. Quentin Henning return as my guests this week. The Fourth Turning, a book written in 1997, predicted that during the mid-2000s, major social, economic, and political changes would occur in the United States. The 2008 financial crisis was followed by the election of Barack Obama. In my view, those events have indeed marked the start of America's Fourth Turning. Fourth Turnings always bring major social and political change. And so we now see BLM and Antifa clamor for Marxist rule, and many, if not most, Democrats and the intelligence community seem to be in sympathy with those aspirations. Lenin said that the best way to destroy the capitalist system is through currency debasement, because by so doing, governments can confiscate wealth secretly and unobserved from an important part of its citizenry. Whether these forces destroy all that 1776 bequeathed to Americans, only our Creator knows for sure. But if currency debasement is the best way to destroy capitalism, America is well on its way toward that end. From the 2021 edition of In Gold We Trust, co-author Ronald Soferle will explain in the second half of today's show why he believes the U.S. has reached a tipping point where inflationary forces have begun to dominate. But the one thing that remains unchanged and secure as long as this world endures is the purchasing power of gold. Thus, the need to own it and shares in the companies that produce it, especially in times like these. That premise is, of course, tested from time to time in the short run, as it is now with gold's recent decline of more than $200 an ounce. Michael Oliver is not with us today, so I thought I would take a look at some of his most recent comments on gold, just to see and reassure myself that there's nothing too much to worry about. On his June 22nd trend sheet report, Michael stated unequivocally, and I quote, "The annual momentum trend is positive and that it is likely that the intermediate downtrend correction low of March of this year will hold," end of quote. I took a look at the March lows and the cash market, it was 1687. At about 2:30 this afternoon, the gold price was comfortably above that level at 1764. Michael pointed out that this recent decline of more than $200 per ounce came on the heels of the Fed chairman's recent Federal Reserve talking points. Then on Michael's weekend 360 degree report published this past weekend, he noted that while the quarterly momentum charts of the stock market are in distinct jeopardy of breaking their action to the downside from a momentum perspective, the two alternatives to equities, namely gold and treasuries, have shifted in the opposite direction. In other words, heading high from a momentum point of view. Michael pointed to a weekly closing number for gold of $1,864 during the next quarter as a secondary positive for a likely next move higher now that the downtrend momentum channel has been broken to the upside. While this 200-plus gold price decline has been painful for those of us with large gold positions, I see it as a marvelous buying opportunity for solid gold and silver mining companies and exciting exploration stocks like SK Mining, which is on to a gold and silver-rich VMS discovery that appears to be a carbon copy of one of the highest-grade mines in Canadian history, that being the great SK Creek Mine just north of where SK Mining is beginning its 2021 exploration season. There are many other companies as well that are sponsors of this show and many others that I cover in my newsletter that are certainly exciting stories, evolving exploration success stories that are making their investors a lot of money. And I certainly hope that some of you would consider subscribing to my letter because this is a very exciting time. And quite frankly, I think when we see declines like this, it's a good time to consider entering the gold share and exploration markets. We do have to go to a commercial break now, but don't go away because when we come back, Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me to talk exactly about SK Mining and the very exciting story that is unfolding there. They have now started their 2021 drill program, and so I expect over the next several months we're going to have a lot of exciting news coming from SK Mining. We do go to break now, but don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.